Pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fold it up, oh, oh, and if you fold it up, eh, eh, Samina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh, waka, waka, eh, eh, Samina, mina, sangalewa, this time for Africa. For Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh, waka, waka, eh, eh, Samina, mina, sakalewa, anawa, ah, ah, Samina, mina, eh, eh, waka, waka, eh, eh, Samina, mina, sakalewa, this time for Africa.
Everybody, welcome to Cream of Wheat.
Hello, welcome to our second weekly show.
Oh, it's delightful. This is Aiden,
and this is Ben,
and our special guest.
Hi, my name's Ethan.
Ooh, yay! Ooh, this is so exciting.
Fresh meat, still blood on it.
Ooh. So yes, you're listening to 91.5 on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, and this is the freest of forms, let us tell you. We have a great show tonight.
And I'm wearing a bathrobe.
Again. This is now a usual thing, I guess.
This is now a pattern. A habit has been established.
Stay on your toes, because we do not know what he's going to wear next.
Probably a bathrobe.
Probably, yeah. That would be
good. A good assumption.
That's a good assumption, yeah. So we want to learn a thing or two about our new guest, Ethan, so we're going to ask you some questions.
Well, first off, it's important to preface, he's a friend of mine from high school.
So we're going to be nice.
I met him in fourth grade.
Wow. And
ever since then, it's been magical friendship.
So that was obviously when your life started, when you met Aiden. Can you please talk about that interaction?
Oh, I mean, I was a complete nothing before the fourth grade.
Yeah, of course.
Valley Low Summer Camp was life-changing.
True.
I saw this kid. I think, did you have long hair at the time?
Yes.
Yeah, he still has long hair.
Well, yes, but I mean, he's had short periods.
Where did it go down to? Where did his luscious locks go down to?
I would say...
To where did they extend?
I would say several inches past his shoulders. Wow. They were pretty long,
yeah,
you know?
They were luscious back in the day.
And, well, I think that's what really attracted me to you at first as a friend, completely platonic, of course.
Yeah. Whereas, yeah.
It was the luscious locks. I mean, he couldn't grow a beard at the time, but...
No, now I can, which is nice.
Much more than I can.
It's much better. Okay, so we established when your life started.
But now we want to learn more about your life.
Please, tell us.
So, but Ben, we don't want to learn Ethan's side of his life.
No.
So how this is gonna work, right, Ben? You have a bunch of questions.
A bunch of questions.
That might not make sense. That are queued to numbers.
We'll see. Yeah, 1 through 40.
So Ethan, you're gonna say a number 1 through 40. And then Ben is just gonna grill you. And then you need to respond honestly.
Will do.
On air live.
One, two, three, fight.
All right, here we go. 1 through 40.
25.
25. All right. What insect would you marry?
I love this.
Ooh. Well, first of all, would I get to be the size of the insect? Like, so
that's an interesting consideration. I would say, Ben, what do you think?
What if they meet in the middle somewhere? Ooh. So you're a short dude, I mean, and the insect is a large freaking insect.
No, but I mean, we're the same size, the insect and I.
No. Yes. Actually, yes. Yeah. You'll be the size of raccoons. You're raccoon sized raccoons.
Okay.
So you're a raccoon sized human.
Yeah.
And the insect is a raccoon sized
insect. I would want to be with a butterfly because I would want to fly and just, it would be magical, frankly.
That's really a good choice. I was going to say centipede, and I don't know why I was going to say that.
You're pathetic. That's why.
You could haunt so many people.
Centipedes are garbage.
That's
animals.
A cursed insect.
Truly.
Made out of nightmare fuel.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay, next question. Number. I require it.
Let's go with 19.
Oh, ooh. A good one.
Do you plan to have siblings?
Well,
I love this list.
I mean, you can ask my parents. I think it's a little too late for that. I have one annoying little brother.
What's his name?
His name is Zach.
Zach, if you're listening out there, you're annoying, and you should fix that.
Yes, you should. So that is why I'm out here at Tufts at Medford Somerville today, because he is close enough, right?
In Medford Somerville. That's why I'm here in Medford. I came out all this way for him.
Well, he's doing college visits, and you know, I'm on spring break, mm-hmm. So it was nice and convenient.
So he came to visit.
Don't feel too special, Aiden.
This institution.
A lovely institution.
Oh, yes.
I remember when they invented institutions.
I always hated it.
All right, let's redo another number.
Yeah.
One or two more?
Yeah, one or two more.
40.
40.
Oh. Oh, my.
How did you turn into this monster? I don't even know you anymore. Not a question.
If this person is listening, I would like to thank Jono for turning me into this monster.
A specific call
Jonathan
out.
Evan Lutz. Current student at Indiana University.
He is a interesting character. He is basically Satan's spawn, but that's besides the point.
It's a real person.
It's a real
a very real person.
Very good friend of ours.
Yes. We make up a little trifecta, but he is definitely the devil on the shoulder. Okay. And I would like to thank him for turning me into the monster that I am today.
Wow.
Okay. Let's do another one.
Let's not end on that note. That's scary. Yeah, that's scary.
Let's not give the kids nightmares about Jonathan.
Yeah.
Let's go with 7.
7. How many child's shoes fit into your shoe?
So I've given up math since junior year, so I don't like to start now, but I wear a size 12, size 12 and a half, depending on the shoe company.
But who is counting about his size 12 feet?
He is.
Oh.
I remember when they invented counting. I always hated it.
One shoe numbers. Size.
No.
What's this base 10 nonsense? You got 5 fingers. Isn't that enough? You got 5 fingies. Use the 5 fingies.
I'm going to go with a solid 49 pairs of shoes.
That's a lot. That's
more
many.
Than 7.
That's way more than I would have given.
That is more.
You're right.
Oh, wow.
That is 1-7.
Jeez. All right. Well, that's enough of that nonsense.
Maybe even too much.
No more. I frankly can't handle it.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. You have to deal with me.
So now it's time to move on to some music. Yes. Remember that? We call it music here. So now it's time for Ben to play some music.
All right.
And earlier we kicked you off a little Shakira.
Oh, my God. It's incredible.
Now
FIFA,
it's time.
FIFA 2010. Don't forget.
Truly a time. Now it's time to kick it off with a little what, Ben?
The World is a Marble Heart by AJR.
Delight.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Too broken, left with nothing but our bags to hold on to. Yeah, out in the daylight and out of the jungle, we could have been, we should have been. Was your heart good in handle? Feel like I need to forget you, runaway girl. Cause I let you know you found some other man. You see, I'm better off without you. Cause I'm mad at me. Can't go breaking my heart.
She owns the eyes as she flies by through the sound, moving her body all around town. Hey, mommy, hey, mommy, I know what you want, I know what you want, I know what you want. Sooner or later, the dudes at bodegas will hold their lips and own this shit, coming to terms on a shivery tip. But I'm here, she don't know the gravity she holds as she pulls on the eyeballs of all the kids standing tall. She walks the fast, she walks the fast, she walks the fast.
Welcome back to the studio. You're with Aiden, Ben, and special guest Ethan on Cream of Wheat, the only zero-calorie morning alternative breakfast cereal that's served at 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. every week on Wednesdays.
It is the alternative to sleep, and I don't think it's the alternative to anything else.
That's accurate. Well done, Ben.
So we want to talk to all of our fans out there. How many are listening, Aiden? Mm. Do we have a number?
Ooh, yes. We see you.
Let's see.
We know you're out there
in the void.
Oh, we have 8 listeners.
That's not as many as last week.
Less, frankly.
However, I'm a repellent. What can I say?
However, those 8 of you whoever you are, please call in.
All of you simultaneously. We can handle it.
just do it.
Talk to each other. Talk to us.
Go to WMFO.org and call the number at the top of the screen. Oh, wow. I liked that. That was
I have not heard that voice in like 10 years.
Came from somewhere deep inside of me, you know? kind of like like when you take that, when you have like a big bean induced fart.
That happened to me recently, actually.
Yeah, sorry, this was really unprofessional topic, but like I'm really big into it. Continue, please.
yeah. So I got back from spring break and I was like, oh, do I know what I need? Because the dining halls are closed for whatever reason.
Yes, I need beans. Give me those beans.
Oh, so I went to Chipotle in Davis Square.
Yeah.
Mistake. I don't want Chipotle to like not sponsor us because we like, but
I mean,
something happened.
Ben, I don't think we're. I think we're big on sponsors. I don't think we need that many sponsors. I mean, we have a lot already. So like,
yeah, we're not really looking. Yeah. But make us an offer. See if we'll take it.
Yeah, Ben, I had the most delightful spring break trip on American Airlines recently.
Ooh,
I'm currently lounging in my UGG Australia slippers. They're the most comfortable things I own. Just kidding. Capitalism is a social construct and a poison. With love, Aiden. Anyway, continue.
I'm just saying it was a burrito catastrophe.
That's an awesome garage rock band.
That really is.
Burrito catastrophe. 1, 2, 3.
That's our next show name.
It's the kind of band that like you practice in your parents' house, so your mom's always going to come out telling you to like turn the noise down.
Mm. But ideally with lemonade.
You do it just
ideally with, yes. Snacks.
Sometimes with lemonade, sometimes without.
Most of the time without, and a lot of the time with anger. A
lot of angst.
she's not
with
happy
lemonade.
She bought you that
not
drum
ideally
set.
With anger. Oh my.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ben, are we feeling in a storyteller mood?
Yeah, I think we could tell some stories.
Do you wish to speak your own personal truth?
Yeah, I have a truth.
Oh, I love this. So, I love truth. Truth is a good thing.
Yeah.
It very much is. The truth leads to enlightenment.
Wow, Ethan.
That was incredibly deep.
Hashtag deep.
That's much deeper than anything I'm about to say. So.
I felt moved. Yeah. Let's keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, all right. So this is a story that I've told some people so far, but I'm going to tell again. For my parents and grandparents and whoever else is in my immediate family out there listening, I'm sorry this is the way you're going to find out about this story.
Oh, that's fun. I love these types of stories.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
So this was another spring break related story. I'll keep it brief, but I went to William & Mary to visit some of my friends, and I guess like prior to me arriving, like the police were on like a crackdown.
That's always good.
Yeah,
this
not
is a good
what
setup.
You want. For any like anything that is even like borderline not like perfect behavior, and like so what they had said is that like the school like had brought like 22 Jump Street like style like fake drug dealers to like catch people on stuff, and like I'm not trying to talk about like whether or not like that's good, but I'm just saying like that seems extreme to like catch drug users whatever, and like other stuff where they were like cracking down and everything. And
that's a peculiar method.
Yeah, and they brought drug dogs to the school.
But Ben, justice shall be done, you know?
Justice shall be done.
And justice always finds a way.
So I'm not, that's not why I almost got arrested.
Oh, good. I'm happy
that's,
for
that's
you.
A good relief.
Yeah, I almost got arrested for climbing a wall.
That's silly.
That is, you're right.
As in, why did you climb this wall? I mean, I'm big into like climbing objects, but
clearly.
Like walls, why?
So, what was explained to me by my two friends, and maybe this was a setup, was that
given the fact that you almost got arrested,
they almost got arrested too.
Okay,
though.
Let's
so poor planning and/or not a setup.
Uh-huh.
But what they said to me is that like there is this board like Walden area in Colonial Williamsburg, which is right next to the school, and it's a thing to do before you graduate to climb over this like 5-6 foot tall wall into the area. Sit there, chill, hang out, whatever, have a picnic, and then come back. So we set off on our maiden voyage to do this, and we walk up to the wall.
Yes.
And as we walk up, like perfect timing, a police cruiser like comes up to the wall and just sits there until we leave. So we're like, okay, can't do it in front of the police. Because, like, it seems like a thing that, like, you can, sorry, that you could, like, get in trouble for, but, like, not really a problem. And we come back 20 minutes later, and they, like, same thing happens. So we go to the side of the building a little bit later in this foresty path.
Silly, silly.
And one of my friends climbs over the wall, and then we then we see the police,
then like, you see
headlights
it.
Through the woods, and we try to like get her out of the wall. It's too late.
They're on to you.
Yeah, no, they were very on to
us. They smelt fear,
and they were like, my friend like ran off into the palace, and we're like hiding in the forest, and then like. The police like shines her big flashlight at us, and she's like, "I see him." And we're like, "Oh no,
oh no!"
She's like, "Come out of your hiding spot." We're like hiding like a foot behind a tree. Then she's like, "Then she like escorts us up to like five police officers and like three squad cars." And the guy's like, "You guys got two options." We're like, "Okay, what are the options?" He's like, "Option one, I'll let you guys go." And we're like, "Yeah, can we have option one?" He's like, no repercussions, just do not come back here. We're like, yeah, option one sounds great. I even said that to him. And then he's like, option two. We're like, what do you mean? Like, we.
What's better than just getting a scoot off free?
I'm letting you guys go. Or.
He's like, or I'll report you to the school, get you in a bunch of trouble. And we're like, no, option one was great. Thank you. And so we go with option one after much deliberation. But we like that was the closest I've ever been to getting arrested.
That's very scary.
It was a run-in. A run-in with the law.
Wow.
I'm an outlaw now.
Then remember, justice always finds a way.
Justice finds a way. So that's my long story about how I almost got arrested.
Good. Happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a break with some PSAs and a couple other things in a little bit. But first, we have one more song.
One more song.
Before the half, truly. Because this is sports. And this song is truly an anthem. An anthem to anyone out there that doesn't want no scrub. Because a scrub is a guy that can't get no love from you. This is Scrubs. No Scrubs, rather.
That would be the opposite song.
Yeah, Scrubs is a different song.
Yes. Much more positive.
Or a hit comedic TV show.
Absolutely.
But this is No Scrubs by TLC. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me, hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me, inside of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Yes. Talking to you. Yeah, talking to you. Scrub, yes, scrub, indeed. scrub, scrub. I don't want your number, no. I don't want, oh no. Me hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Oh yeah, holla at me. Want no scrub, scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holla at me. Oh yeah, no scrub. Yeah, holla at me. No scrub. Trying to holla at me. Want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holla at me. All right.
So I, you know, a couple of things. You know how they talk about the fact that like radio broadcasts from Earth will like propagate throughout the universe forever, and like possibly someday like extraterrestrial life will receive these radio transmissions.
Yes,
I hope more than anything else that the first one they get is that.
I want this recording in an extraterrestrial museum.
I would. That would be great for that to be the first contact aliens have with
the
humans.
The only contact.
Yeah, perhaps. Honestly, if we never meet them, that's perfectly okay.
Especially after that.
But if we we leave them with that impression, I'm satisfied.
Yeah, I honestly think if they found that recording, they would just be like, there's an entirely like competent society that does not need colonization doing its own thing.
They'd be like, Earth... It's no fine. Intelligent life.
We don't, there are no, nothing we want is there.
It is just, it is barren. That is their version of culture. We don't need any of that.
Indeed. All right.
So speaking of, I'm just going to flip to a random PSA because it's that part of the night.
It's that PSA time, am I right?
Ooh, this one looks alternative scouting PSA.
Oh, delightful.
Before we start this PSA, can you please describe the photo included on this PSA?
So the photo is, that looks like 8. I'm not good with math. Yes, that is 8 little children in Boy Scout and Girl Scout uniforms.
Oh, I'm an Eagle Scout. This is so fun.
Wow, you're so cool, Aiden.
I know.
They might be like the Northern soldiers from the Union. They might be doing a dress up.
I don't know.
A part of me doubts that.
I don't think so.
Given two of them are wearing red, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a Revolutionary War crossover.
Okay.
It's the red coats.
Mm-hmm.
And the other,
it's
America.
It's the most ambitious crossover in cinematic history.
This certainly beats Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, yes. Hands down.
This will be coming out soon. Everyone, keep it on the radar. Will you please read the PSA?
Will do. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational, inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855.
That sounds really cool, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually, like, in all seriousness, with more, like, scouting movements and, like, there's been more opening up of scouting recently, and I think it's all a good thing. So it's nice to, you know, do a little shout-out to alternative scouting.
Definitely check that out if you have a young, spry child that's trying to go scouting. Like, check yes. that out. It sounds yeah. cool.
I mean, generally. But now, no more focus on young, spry children. Now is no longer that time of the program.
Agreed.
The time of the program now is quiz time.
Ooh.
Quiz time. Quiz time.
The theme song for
I very much enjoyed the musicality of it.
All right.
It's beautiful.
The first quiz is from our favorite at www.clickhole.com. So... Ethan and Ben, I want you to work together. Imagine you're one man. What's your name? No, you're one man, one adult man. What's your age, weight, height, name?
Are we two guys in a trench coat, or are we...
No.
Are we, like, reverse mitosising into one human?
You're the reverse mitosis, 3, 2, 1.
Beefin?
Beefin. I don't like that, but I also am okay with it.
Beethan? I'll take it. Okay.
What? All right. What's
your age?
Team mascot,
Polar Cats.
What's your age, Beethan?
Should we add the ages?
Should we say it at the same time? Let's just say it at the same time.
Okay. Three, two, one, five.
11. Okay. Oh, we're 16. That's how math works. All right. So Beethan, the 16-year-old man with a child. How many of these reasons have you given your daughter for why her iguana doesn't deserve a funeral? Please check off the following reasons. So first, it was more beast than man.
I disagree.
You didn't use that.
Beethan,
did you say this?
Holga the iguana had heart and soul, and she was just as much part of a family as our daughter.
So you didn't use that.
No, we did not.
No.
It was always showing off how much longer its tongue was than mine.
That is a given.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. We're very jealous of the iguana's tongue.
Holga
had much Holga's power. Tongue. Yes.
All right. Next reason is never gave the family any smell we hadn't smelled before. Ben is crying. Ben is breaking down.
Iguana's nothing. Just like its father.
You knew the iguana's father?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Franklin.
But anyway, was this a valuable...
That was the reason. Yes.
Bland smells.
Our carpet has never been the same.
Next reason, couldn't change colors.
I don't think it was that...
I was mad about that, but that wasn't something I would change.
Why you
my
didn't
daughter.
Give it a funeral.
I know.
Just didn't feel like it.
I mean, it takes so much tough. It's effort and, like...
I have to dig a hole and flush it down the toilet.
That is hard.
That is true. As a 16-year-old man with a child, we could be spending time either playing video games or at the park with said child.
The swings or at the park?
Or we could just sign up the kid for the Boy Scouts.
Alternative scouting. Check it out, guys.
All right, next reason. I told you that you could have an iguana or a funeral for an iguana, not both.
We did say that. I do remember saying that.
That was in the contract, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's on record. We can't deny that.
Next reason. We have a set number of iguana graves in our backyard, and this one doesn't have the spirit or the grit to deserve the space.
I mean... The housing organization of our neighborhood won't allow more graves. And this one it's kind of a lame iguana.
Yeah.
Is there a limit on graves here in Medford, Somerset?
I think it's zero.
Iguana grave, yes. I think the local PTA is very upset about iguana graves.
Excuse me, you do have elephant's ashes hiding somewhere.
Yeah,
so
in the catacombs. That's not a public thing.
Way cooler than an iguana.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
That was a reason.
We certainly said that.
Instead of giving it a funeral, the reason you gave was, I'm mounting its corpse onto the garage to scare away crickets.
Are we that... We need to decide.
We have the flycatcher.
Are we that cheap?
Yes.
Then yes.
Yeah. All right. I caught it staring at me as I came out of the shower on more than one occasion.
Yeah, that thing was a creep.
It kind of was, yeah.
I do not like Holga.
No.
All right. Never granted our family a single wish.
I don't think I expected anything.
I didn't expect anything.
I had very low expectations.
I don't think that's a reason.
No. Okay.
An iguana wouldn't bury you if you were its pet.
Okay, that's just sad. Like,
I hope that's the type of alien that hears you singing.
I'm very upset about that now because you're right, and I don't like that.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
It's kind of, yeah. No, definitely a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I told my daughter that. She was not having it.
It ate your grandfather's ashes.
Oh, did it?
I don't know.
I kind of just was like sprinkling him on stuff.
Okay, so you don't know what he ate. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then last reason why you didn't give your iguana a funeral is because it's an iguana.
I can't break poor Tiffany's Tiffany?
Is that our child?
I hope not.
Accurate.
Tiffany was kind of, no.
We need a more, new
Colin, child. What's our child's name?
Yeah, we will
call in, or we'll come up with one. Let's come up with one.
Okay, well, otherwise we leave
all
for a little bit.
You say a letter, I'll say a letter.
C.
Okay, H. So it has to start with C and end with H.
End with H. Okay.
Candace. An iguana would bury you if you were its pet.
All right, let's get these results.
All right, let's see.
It says... You gave your daughter just enough reasons why her pet iguana doesn't deserve a funeral, but she'll be back with more questions soon. You explained things to your daughter enough to keep her anger at bay for the time being, but probably not indefinitely. Spend this time thinking of additional reasons that iguana didn't deserve a single burial rite, so you're prepared when she comes back with even more vigor.
I like that.
The word vigor really gets me.
It really does.
It really gets me. Well, you thought you were done with clickhole quizzes.
Oh, boy, did you.
Is there another?
No. Look who's the fool now.
Got him.
This next one is called, Can You Convince Gandalf to Start Paying Child Support for His Son Who Lives in Florida? The question remains, can you? This is a serious thing.
Yeah.
This is important.
It's not.
Please. But anyway.
Of course.
Let's get going.
Okay.
So... The description reads, Gandalf the Grey is a powerful wizard of many great feats, but he's not yet risen to the responsibilities of fatherhood, as legally specified by the state of Florida. He's known as a powerful and righteous sorcerer in lands afar. However, in the Miami-Dade area, Gandalf is simply viewed as a deadbeat dad who refuses to even pay child support for his son.
Oh, that's harsh.
Can you convince him to start paying up?
I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First question. Gandalf pays for everything with acorns and bones. Because in Middle-earth, everyone is afraid he'll use his powerful magic on them if they point out that acorns and bones have no value. How will you introduce him to U.S. currency so he can pay for his child support with something his single ex-mother can use? Option one. I will take 5 bones and 3 acorns from him and hand him a $20 bill to establish an exchange rate. Option two. I will ask for his spell book. And then present him with some cash and tell him, I'm a wizard now because I have your spell book. Now that you're not a wizard, you'll have to pay for things with these dollar bills instead of acorns and bones, you deadbeat.
Wow.
Option three.
Could work. Could work.
I will say, Gandalf, dollars are the bones of Florida. And then ask him for a blow-by-blow replay of the Battle of Helm's Deep.
Do we need to hear option four?
There's no.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's the one.
I think that's the one. I don't like some of the terminology used, but
okay.
Yes.
All right. Next.
Semantics.
What tips will you give Gandalf about explaining why he hasn't paid child support yet in court? Option one. I will tell him to bring a copy of The Lord of the Rings on Blu-ray and then present it to the judge and say, "This is what I've been doing, pal. Comprende?" Option two.
Wait, he speaks Spanish?
Maybe.
He's a wizard.
He's very powerful. Of course.
I'm no counter of cheap drinks.
Anyway, I will tell him that he can't call his ex-wife an envoy of Sauron again, as even in Florida, we know that term is just as bad as beep, and that he should be ashamed of himself that it even occurred to him.
Wow.
And lastly... I will tell him to call upon a great eagle to fling the opposing counsel into the sky. Or if his magic doesn't work in Florida, then just give him a roundhouse kick to the chest.
That's a tough one. I think I like the brutalism of the second one.
Okay.
Is that the fling into the sky?
No. That's calling your wife an envoy of Sauron. You can't do that. That's what he's saying. You can't. Gandalf. You can't call your wife an envoy of Sauron.
Not to do that. Yeah, that's good advice.
Come on, Gandalf.
That's good advice.
All right. One thing that you need to know about Gandalf in this situation is that he has dozens of children with hobbits back in Middle-earth, and he simply sends those who ask of anything for him to Mordor. How you convince him not to send his Floridian son to Mordor? One. I will tell him that Florida is the Mordor of this world. I'm sure we'll have a good laugh after that joke, and he'll be in a good enough mood to not damn his son to a hellish existence. Two. I'll bring him to one of his son's tennis games to show him that he's already being punished enough. I'd follow up by telling Gandalf that, tragically, sons without fathers are 400% more likely to play tennis.
Oof. Ooh, tennis. Not what you want in
and,
your child.
And three. I will tell Gandalf that he's the one who faced down Nazgul at Weathertop, so who am I to say whether or not his son should or should not be thrown into the fires of Mount Doom?
I don't know. Tennis is pretty bad.
Tennis is awful.
Tennis is an abysmal sport, and it should not exist in any way, shape, or
form. It's so hard to watch.
Three more questions, then more music.
Okay, yeah. Let's speed it up.
We got this. Gandalf will try to pawn off his responsibility on the nearest short person he can find as soon as you confront him, because in Middle-earth, he dumps all his problems on hobbits, who just sort of take it. Which short person won't put up with Gandalf's stuff once you make will you make sure to have around? One, I'll have my 5'1" friend Louise, who's a single mom herself, close by, and will ravage the wizard by unleashing the emotions she has cooped up from a lifetime of toil. Option two.
Yeah, she's had a rough time.
I will dress a trash can up as a hobbit, then hide inside. When Gandalf walks by, I will move the lid off the can so it looks like the hobbit is talking and shame him for all the times he saddled hobbits off with his illegitimate children just because he was too lazy. Option three, Danny DeVito.
Always. DeVito.
Instant.
No, it's never not been the answer.
When Gandalf cries, orcs can smell his tears and will quickly be upon you, inciting an epic battle of good and evil that could last centuries, which will only give him another excuse not to pay child support. How will you prevent him from weeping when you explain what he needs to do?
One. Michael loves the word weeping.
One. I will keep saying things like, wow, that's the best staff I've ever seen. Is that a new staff?
Is that a new staff?
Number two, I want him to weep. The orcs will take care of this better than me. Three.
I want him to weep.
I will blind him. I will blindfold him. So he'll think he's going to a surprise birthday party after this tough conversation. Once I got thinking about birthday parties and how fun they are, I might actually forget about the whole childcare thing and throw Gandalf a birthday party for his 2021st birthday.
I think I want him to weep.
Excellent.
I agree. He deserves to weep for what he's done to his
Pay
son.
Child support, Gandalf.
Yeah, come on.
Gandalf, come on.
Hope you're listening, Gandalf.
Real last question?
Gandalf will eventually break down and tell you that the only reason he hasn't paid yet is because he still wants to get back with his ex, since no one in Middle-earth finds wizards sexy. What will you say in response to this revelation? One. I'll tell Gandalf that the best way to a woman's heart is to pay the child support for the son you had there 25 years ago before literally vanishing without a trace by using an enchanted teleportation stone.
Oh, he's old.
Wait, 25 years ago? His child's an adult by this point.
It showed a small child with a basketball on the front. Number two, I'll tell him that no one has ever found him sexy, and he should resign himself to a fate of lonely penance with the only... He should just resign himself to a fate of lonely penance. And three, I will slam a jug of ale on the table and say, Gandalf, forget women. How about you teach me how to shoot a fireball out of my hands?
That's the one.
There it is.
That's pretty cool.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to become wizards now and get results. You did not convince Gandalf to pay child support.
Oh, no.
Man.
As it turns out, you were too easy and the most powerful wizard of Middle-earth, and his continued attempts to get back with his ex will just lead to him getting slapped with a restraining order. Oh, well.
I thought we were harsh enough personally, I thought it would have done the trick. I'm upset.
It's hard to be hard on the old guy, you know?
I guess.
So lovable.
Well, anyway, on to our next song, am I right?
Yeah.
So this was a great little time. We're gonna hit up with a little remix of an old classic, really. And this is going to be a great old time.
It's vintage.
Enjoy a little Marvin Gaye Kygo collab.
Ooh. Thank you.
just like an oven. I need some loving. And baby, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. And when I get that feeling, I want that sexual healing. Sexual healing. Oh, baby, makes me feel so fine. Helps to relieve my mind. Sexual healing, baby, is good for me. Sexual healing is something that's good for me.
You were running out of rum in your coke, and I was hoping I could interest you in witty rapport. And if you game, we could kick it like you're keeping the score. You're so exotic in all of the right ways. Eyes like green diamonds, skin of Milan beige. Hair's a black currant that matches your style great. With the jacket you bought from Urban and your pretty bird chain. She said I look mixed, I said I'm dark white. She said I seem fun, I said you damn right. Then she laughed and said Allegra's the name. And I've been waiting for a guy like you all day. We don't really got another place to go. And I know you don't wanna sleep alone. So take me home tonight. So I hit her with a, oh, I know we don't got a better place to be. Tomorrow doesn't mean a thing to me. So take me home tonight.
Starbucks, says she misses the cold. And 5'9 Gemini, favorite color is gold. And finished school back in June, studied fashion at Fitham. And yeah, she had a boyfriend, but she's no longer with him. And I'm like, bartender, I think we'll need another round. Girl, it's early now, and later we can move about the town. I'm bad at science, but the chemistry's clear. That's a little joke, really though, I'm being sincere. So maybe we can take a little ride. Let your stresses be irrelevant tonight. She's like, I know you're trouble, but we're one and the same. And I've been looking for a guy like you all day. So hey, we don't really got another place to go. And I know you don't wanna sleep alone, so take me home tonight. So I hit her with a, oh, I know we don't got a better place to be. Tomorrow doesn't mean a thing to me, so take me home tonight. Girl, all I need is some relief. Oh, take me home tonight. Don't need no sleep between your cheeks. Girl, just take me home tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I need is some relief. Oh, take me home tonight. Don't need no sleep. Tonight. I know you're trouble, but we're one and the same. And I've been looking for a girl like you all day. So hey, we don't really got another place to go. And I know you don't wanna sleep alone, so take me home tonight.